blogged much lately. I just post pictures occasionally. You saw the one with Quinn in his baseball outfit, I'm sure.
Was that his baseball outfit for reals?
Yeah.
Because that shirt went down to his ankles. He's not going to be able to run after he hits that T-ball.
I know. We took him to practice last night, and he didn't want to do it. So we'll see. Okay.
What did he want to do?
Huh?
What did he want to do?
He just didn't want to do it. He watched from the sidelines, and then he went to the playground and cried.
Oh.
I know.
What do you do when that happens?
Well, Sarah and I had a rift on that because she wanted him to watch practice. Like, he at least had to watch practice. And I was like, no, just let him go, let him play, and then he'll want to come back. And it turned out kind of right because he did want to come back. And he sat on my lap. He and Otto sat on my lap and watched practice.
And you were sitting there going, go back, go back, go back, so you could be right.
No, I was right.
I know, but before he went back, you probably...
Well, oh, right. Well, and that's the thing with Quinn. I mean, it's weird how so young in his life, he's already earned and created these crazy grown-up manic issues.
He seems wise beyond his years.
Well, yeah, and we went over there, and I told, you know, Sarah and I had an agreement. We weren't going to hype it up, because if you hype something up, he doesn't want to do it. Because then it's not his idea, or mm-hmm. I don't know, the old people are getting freaky, so he just wants to distance himself. And as soon as we got over there, the coach and his family, whom we know, they were like, oh, baseball, baseball, all excited, and he recoiled. And all these cute little kids were playing, except for Quinn. Yeah, so when he went to the playground, I didn't say a word. We just played. And every time a kid had hit a ball or something, I'd be like, yay, you know, cheering him on, you know, from a distance just to show that, wow, this is an infectious and fun time and you should be a part of it.
And that's when he wandered back over and took part.
Yeah, wandered back over there. Well, and he slid through a puddle at the bottom of the curly slide and his pants were wet. So I think he was surrendering. He was just wanted to be held. So he sat on my lap with his brother, and we watched baseball.
So he didn't go out there and...
No, he didn't play. He just watched, which was good. But then, of course, as per a three-year-old, once we got home, he put on his hat and his shirt, and that's where the picture was taken on my blog.
Oh, it was taken in your house.
In the backyard, yeah. And I know the coach's wife, who's on Facebook and is a friend, saw that picture, and she's like, right. Because she was there seeing Sarah and I struggle with... being totally outmatched by this tiny person.
How are you and Sarah getting along these days with all these decisions you've been having to make? And
well, she must be, I think she's mildly retarded. I've always put my finger on that's why she's with me and that's why she stays with me. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, look at this. Okay, when she said I do, I had a full head of hair.
Yeah.
I didn't quite have the gorilla back that I do now. I was svelte or more so. I had a career. And now I have no hair and I have a little baby's butt in the back of my head.
It's like a 180.
Yeah, complete 180. All the hair on my head has migrated down my body. It's pretty awful. And I really don't have a career to speak of. And according to the feedback I'm getting on the stuff I'm sending out, I may never. I'm a bit freaky and paranoid. And
I just don't think you should take it personally because I think almost everyone is having this kind of a problem.
No, and I don't. I don't. And a lot of the stuff you send stuff to, they already know who they're going to hire. They just have to post the ad, which, by the way, they should make a law that says you don't have to post it. Or in the job posting saying, you know, we already have our nephew in mind, or there's a real cute girl who works here who want to give her this job. So you can apply, but it would be for future consideration.
There's a little bit of confidence squeaking out there when you say things like that. I like that.
Right. Then that's good. That does feel good.
What I was referring to a minute ago was that you and Sarah just recently made a decision about mm-hmm. What you're going to do when her job runs out.
Well, and here, this was freaky because I am always unemployed. I mean, it seems I work from home. Doing comedy, whatever. And she was the rock, and we're all used to that. I mean, and as I say, our relationship is I'm the kite and she's the person holding the string. And sometimes I can lift her up, but for the most part, she's keeping me grounded and with benefits. So out of the blue, her job is ending. They're closing this office. And that's the benefits, you know. And with kids, it's all about benefits. And so they really like her at her company. And they said, hey, how about you come to our San Antonio office? And it was the same salary, benefits, a moving package, all the stuff it was recognition that anybody wants at a workplace. Wow, they want me so bad, they're going to pay me to go with them. But it just wasn't...
Well, that involves a lot, uprooting the kids.
Well,
what are you going to do with this house?
Right. And in this economy, we're all upside down in our houses now. You know, we were all encouraged the American dream, and then we were further encouraged to live the, you know, American addiction of madness of, you know, further investing in your house, which we did. And so, yeah, we'd lose money selling it. We'd lose money renting it. And then I'd have to still find a job down there. We'd be in a new place. It'd be Texas, okay? San Antonio really has no public transportation, which we really like using. Sarah does especially. She hasn't driven in like 8 years. She takes the train downtown to her job. And I don't know. And we like this neighborhood. We have a park right across the street where we will walk for Quinn's next practice that he won't attend. We will walk 50 yards. Now, if we had to drive across town, there'd probably be like a beating or something because we'd be so crazy. He wouldn't want to attend. It would probably be Sarah beating me for encouraging him to get into baseball at three, even though it's for four-year-olds. Anyway.
So was it tough to make this decision? I mean, what are you going to do? Well, what's she going to do?
That's the tough part. I mean, my friend asked, wow, that's a leap of faith. And both of them are leaps of faith. Going is a leap of faith, and then staying is too, because and when I say faith, I'm not talking about that easy faith, you know, like if you go to church. I'm talking about that really crazy hang-on-to-your-pants mofo faith where you have to believe in yourself that you can do this. And I mean, not that I'm not looking for God's help. Any of you gods out there, the Hindu, the Buddhist, the Koresh one.
The universe.
Yeah, the Branch Davidians, all those gods, if you could come together, because we're staying here. And
you'll never ask for another thing.
I'll never ask for another thing other than maybe having my kid play T-ball and not get crazy. But so now we got to get a job with benefits. I mean, that was lined up for her in San Antonio, but we're staying, and she's employable. That's the difference between her and I. And she has those skills where she could walk into a temp agency or a high-end office place and be that executive assistant or office manager the next day. I mean, she's the kind of person that knows more about you than you yourself, you know, that you'd want running the office.
She's really impressive. Now, you're not worried, are you?
Not really, no. I mean, I am constantly doing things. I need to do less. I need to focus on our enterprise at jaredandjoe.com and doing voiceovers and radio consulting and stuff and writing. Those are the two things I really need to focus on. But to make a living, I've got all kinds of things going on.
What kind of things have you been focusing on besides that?
Well, focusing on is a pretty generous term. I have been scattered all over the place. I mean, I've got the Census Bureau video contract that I'm finishing up doing videos, filming tribal elders.
Well, that's bringing in money.
I've got 2 weeks on that. And so I'm interviewing tribal elders so that they might tell the federal government how to interact with the tribal nations. Interesting.
That would be great.
And then I'm a country DJ. I am my own Western conflict. It's Indians by day and cowboys at night. So I'm doing the part-time country DJ thing.
Oh, and that is not what it sounds like. It's not like Jared sitting there with a little country show and just spinning the hits.
Oh, no, this is not romantic radio at all.
No, he is running his tail off broadcasting to how many stations? This is stork format.
Yeah, it varies. I don't know. It varies between, I don't know, 40 and 100. Yeah, it's this stork format where when they first came out with satellite radio, it was one guy in a metro area like Denver that was via satellite broadcasting to smaller markets everywhere. These small markets that didn't have the capital to get a DJ. Or they could pay one $5 an hour, but it wasn't going to be that good.
So they subscribed to the service.
So they would subscribe to the satellite service. And when I worked at this same place 10 years ago, we'd hit a microphone and via satellite, we were live on 100 stations at one time. Now this, that wasn't personalized enough because we were one guy far away being generic. Now, all these stations, these 100 stations, you're doing breaks for each station every hour. So some stations didn't buy the gold package, so they just get a generic break. So you'll record a generic break. So here's how it works. Should I just go ahead and do how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so
fascinating.
In radio, you'll come up with you'll have a break, which would be like, hey, this is Jared. I tell you what, it's a great day to be alive. Here's some Garth Brooks. And it kind of doesn't work together, does it? But anyway, so and so you would be done with that break. You would move on. But in the stork format, here's how it goes. You have your generic one. Hey, this is Jared. Great day to be alive. Here's Garth Brooks. And then you have one for a station in Michigan. WJMD 102.3. It's great day to be alive. Here's Garth Brooks. Oh, coming up, a funny story about my dog. You know, you got to promote something coming up. And then you'd finish that. You'd send it. And whoop, here comes the call letters and the information for a new station. 106.7. I tell you what, it's a good day down here in Louisiana. Here's Garth Brooks. And you will repeat that for 15 stations And then you get to the second break. And there's five breaks in an hour. Each break has between 6 and 19 breaks. So you are flying like never before because you're racing the clock. You go in like 20, 30 minutes early and you just go. Zing.
And this is perfect for you because you're a fast talker and you can do this. But how can you display any personality with this format?
I mean, there's two advantages that you just are forced into a stream of consciousness, which is something I always obliterate. I always say, the first time I say something, it's the best. And I'm like, wait, I should edit that and do it again. And by then, people are like, I think he's trying to be funny. And then the second thing is, by the time you do the 16th of the same thing, it's brilliant. You know, you've rehearsed it a million times. You have some funny story. So there's
you can
that.
Inject personality into this format.
So that station that gets like the last break, I'm either exhausted or brilliant.
I was going to say, aren't you so tired by the end of this?
Well, and there's been a couple times where I'm just, I think it was in Ishpeming, Michigan. You would have heard me the other night about 11 o'clock your time say, 102.9 Big Country Hits, this is Jared. And I have no idea what's going on here right now. I'm probably supposed to do a weather for you, but tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hunker down. We're going to focus, and we'll be right back. That's what you heard. Because you're doing weathers for all these stations and all their sponsors and the promos. One moment you're raising money for a disabled girl in California. The next moment you're supporting the Tea Party. I had to do a Tea Party PSA for the Tea Party in Silver City, New Mexico.
Oh, Jared, my jaw is on my lap.
And that was very hard to do. Yeah. So
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, Jared, you sold your soul for this little part-time job.
Oh, thank you so much. You got it for me. Satan. I had no idea. I had no idea you were using your three-horned prod to push me into this.
Lucifer. You can call me Lucifer.
Oh, my God.
So that's a part-time job.
Yeah, so I had that part-time job.
Do you mind me asking how much an hour you make to...
$15 an hour.
Okay.
When I first got hired there when I was 21 or 3 or whatever it was, 8, 6, it was $20 an hour.
Wow.
And now this is three times the work and it's $15 an hour. Thank you, economy.
So you've got that part-time. How many days a week do you work there?
Between 2 and 3.
Okay, and sometimes you fill in.
Yeah.
So maybe more.
Between 2 and 7, yeah. Right. They're always wanting me, yes. But that's the thing I learned is I'm not going to be available all the time for them because then they'll never hire me full-time because they'll, like the last time for 4 years, I was their part-time program director's dream because I was doing all the...
You were doing the part-time job too well.
Yes.
So you just need to be flaky and be late, call in sick.
Yes. Well, if I...
Because I'm sure there are people lined up to do that job.
Oh, I know.
Even though we're laughing about it.
I know. Somebody there is going to hear it and be like, he's not committed. But no, I should be committed. The thing is that I am. I mean, that's the thing. I still am into it, you know.
What other work are you doing?
Well, as you know, our friend died. He has a lot of audio equipment. I'm helping his widow itemize that so we can auction it.
Where's that going to be available?
Well, I am listing it now on my website, which the easiest way to get to it is you can go to jaredewy.com. JaredEwy.com or shamelesslypimpingmyself.com goes to the same place.
Okay.
So that's on there. It's Szymanski stuff. And of course, I'm doing comedy. I'm MC.
When's your next comedy gig?
Well, I'm emceeing a roast up in Walden, Colorado, and I just booked, I'm going to be hosting the Avenue Theater fundraiser again in August for two nights.
That's great. Is that...
The Walden thing, because that's a friend, which is kind of dumb, because it's become a lot of work, but there is money with the Avenue Theater.
All right.
And I think there's a couple other gigs in between now and then, but I have to confirm them.
But still, it's not money that you can count on, and it doesn't have the benefits.
Right.
So Sarah has got to find something, or I have to find something.
Yeah, I would really love to find something. I'd like her to be able to spend more time with the kids. I'm daddy daycare right now, which is great, but you know, I think she'd rather be at home. And it's a little sad when I go all these places. I go, I'm the only guy there. I'm in an estrogen pool of all these moms. And giving me like looks like, oh, should he be with the kids with my, you know, gorilla back and crazy butthead? And I feel bad because, you know, that should be Sarah getting to spend time with the kids while the husband has some gainful employment.
I've had the pleasure of being at Jared and Sarah's house when she's come home from work. And boy, she is just so into those kids, just immediately drops down and talks to them on their level. And you can see the joy that they bring her.
I've never seen a person love something like she loves those kids. I mean, I'm crazy. We're nuts about them, to be honest.
Both of you.
Yeah, but she's so good. It's just so, and I think it's a maternal thing. that you can only watch like an Aurora Borealis and wonder how it works, because it's just so, oh God, this is going to be cliche, but magical. You know, it's so, there's just something there. It's like if you could shine a special ultraviolet light on it, you'd see like beams.
It'd be cliche only if your eyes weren't welling up.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I can tell how much you love her and you'd like to be able to take some of the burden off.
Right. Yeah. So.
So if you have a job for Jared with benefits, please email.
That's right. Now, Joe and I, we do a lot of radio work still, but it's just not the benefits yet, and we've just started it, and we were going to do that thing where you give me a client name and I was going to do a commercial. We'll do that next time.
Are we out of time already?
Oh, we're over time.
It's our 15-minute radio show.
The 15-minute radio show has gone 20 minutes and we're done for the most part. But coming up next, I want to showcase that thing where you give me a client name or I'll come up with a, you know, you say good to your tires and I will do a spot on 30-second commercial. Immediately.
Okay, well, it's not going to be Goodyear tires because you already know that now. And you can be thinking about it.
And that's what people are going to be like, oh, they colluded and they can't. No, friends, it'll be just off the top of her head.
I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Trust us.
And so we were going to do that. But yeah, so jaredandjoe.com, I mean, this is where we're getting this work now. That's something I just need to do on the side now until that blossoms into the huge initiative it should be.
Yeah, so if you want some voiceover work or us to write some spots or help you out with your radio station, just ask.
And that too, like if in we do a lot of this work for radio stations, but if you're a business that wants to somehow get an upper hand in branding and copywriting and attracting people, then go to a couple of people who have been doing that for a combined 214 years. How, I don't know, it's been a long time. Probably almost a combined 60 years. If I were doing it 20, no. No.
No.
A combined 12 years.
Good night.